Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Memtes in Meseches Psachim. It is the 371st daf in Shas. Our daf will begin discussing the phenomenon of Erev Pesach falling out on Shabbos, and how is one supposed to get rid of the chametz. There will be three opinions in the Mishnah. The Gemara will analyze those opinions briefly. Then our Mishnah will go on to discuss what if someone is involved in a mitzvah and realizes that he's not destroyed his chametz. The Gemara will compare that to other halachos of where someone is involved in a mitzvah and then realizes that he has another obligation to take care of. Particularly, the Gemara will discuss in regards to someone who is involved in a seudas mitzvah, and that will catapult our daf into the value of seudas mitzvah and different types of seudas mitzvah. And the Gemara will contrast that to a seuda that is not a mitzvah, particularly when the daughter of a Talmud Chacham marries an Amah Aretz, and the Gemara ultimately begins to discuss the importance of marrying the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. That will take us to the bottom of the Yomud. On Amud Beis, the Gemara will continue to discuss things that are important for looking for in a match from the perspective of the parents of the girl. And the Gemara will discuss the tensions between Amei Ha'aretz and Talmidei Chachamim. And here we have on Memtes Amud Beis the famous line of Rabbi Akiva, Kishayisi Am Aretz. It's on the first wide line of Memtes Amud Beis. When I was in Am Aretz, Amarti Mi Yiten Li Talmid Chacham Vanashchenu Kechamar. When I was in Am Aretz, I wanted to bite the Talmidei Chachamim like a donkey. The Gemara goes on to discuss the value of Talmidei Chachamim and the danger of Amei Ha'aretz. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Top of Memtes Amud Aleph Ba'asar Shechalios B'Shabbos, the 14th that falls out on Shabbos. Mevarin Es Hakom Lefnei HaShabbos Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that you destroy the chametz on the 13th on Erev Shabbos. The Chachamim Omrim Bizmanu. The Chachamim say it's done the appropriate time. Reblosman Tzadok Omer Truma Lefnei HaShabbos V'Chulon Bizmanu. When it comes to Truma, that should be done before Shabbos. Bechulin should be done in the appropriate time. Let's see Rashi inside. Mivarinis HaKol, Rashi says, according to Rabbi Meir, we destroy everything. Bein Chulin, Bein Truma. Both Chulin and Truma is destroyed beforehand. Chutz Mechdei Achilas LeShabbos, except the amount that you need to eat for Shabbos. Aval Kol Masha Osid Levar, Yivar. Everything you know beforehand, you should destroy beforehand. While the Chachamim disagree. Balamor explains on our Mishnah, on his Pirush on the Rif, that the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, Rashi alluded to it, but we need a little bit more. The machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim revolves around the machlokes that we've already had. In the beginning of the second perek, that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the only way one is mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu is through burning. Rabbi Meir is following that opinion, argues the Baal Amar, while the Chachamim are Lishitasam, who holds that chametz could be destroyed in any manner. Hence, according to the Chachamim, there's no problem to get rid of it on Shabbos itself. For example, by throwing it into the wind in a Rishus Hayachid. However, according to Rabbi Meir, who follows the position of Rabbi Yehuda, the mitzvah is particularly Sreifa, and therefore one should do one's best to get rid of it before Shabbos. Now, in regards to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, the Gemara explains, Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Oimer, Pam Achas, Shovas Abba B'Yavne. One time my father Tzadok rested in Yavne. V'chal Arba also Yos B'Shabbos. Uba Zunin. And a person by the name of Zunin, Mamuna Sherb Gamliel came. V'amar Higia Eis Levaris HaChametz. And he said, the time has come to destroy the Chametz. V'alachti Acharabba B'Yarnu Es HaChametz. And we destroyed the Chametz in its appropriate time. That is Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok backing up the idea that we learned in our Mishnah that said the Chulan is in the regular time on Shabbos itself. In our Mishnah we learned that Truma, however, is supposed to be done before Shabbos on the 13th. Rashi explains the Dibra Baskel Truma on the Mishnah that the distinction is as follows. When it comes to Chulan, there are ways to get rid of the Chulan that are appropriate to the halachos of how you need to take care of the food. For example, you can give it to animals. We learned even you're allowed to send it to the wind. However, when it comes to truma, truma has a kedusha that needs to be honored, and you're not allowed to give it to stam animals to eat, what Rashi describes, behemos zorim. Therefore, the way to get rid of it is in the appropriate way of sreifa before
Shabbos on the 13th. Next Mishnah, 10 lines in to Memtes Amarav. Ha'elech lishchay des pischay, person who goes to slaughter his carbon Pesach, v'lomolas benayin to do milah for his son, v'le'echol su'udas erisim bebeis chamav, and also to have the su'uda of the erisim, which is the original, or more precisely, initial marriage, where the man says harei mikudeshesli to the woman, in his father-in-law's house. In all the above cases, he then realizes that he has chametz in his house. In so if he'll be able to accomplish both, be able to go back home to destroy, and then be able to go back to do the mitzvah, so then he should go back. And if not, he should be mevatel the chametz in his heart. Since according to all opinions, bittul saves one from the iser of bal yirah bal yimatzeh, then that would be enough to be mevatel it in his heart. After the zman iser, where there already is no longer a possibility to do bittul, as we learned in the first parak, here there's a big discussion amongst the gedolei achronim whether he's allowed to first fulfill the mitzvah and then go back to destroy or not. That's a nominee for the halacha from the daily daf. The Gemara continues. Mishnah continues. Lahatzil min hanachrim umin hanahar umin halistim umin adleika. If he's going to save someone from aggressive Gentiles, or from someone who's drowning, or robbers, umin adleika or fire, umin amapoles, yivato belibo, then he could also be mevato in his heart. Rashi adds in Dibur HaMaskil yivato belibo that that applies even if he has enough time to be able to go back and destroy the chametz. Nevertheless, according to Rashi, it seems that since he is involved in this important mitzvah, bittul would be acceptable. Here it would be appropriate to put a period, even though there is a vav hachibur, v'lishbos shvises harishus yachzar miad. If he went to rest on the tchum, to go to the edge of the tchum, because he wants to do a mitzvah on Matzoy Shabbos, Rashi explains, we've had this concept in Maseches Erevin, that you're not supposed to go to the edge of the Tchum to wait for the first moment of Matzoy Shabbos to be able to go out of the Tchum, with exceptions, that if he's going for a mitzvah of Nichum Avelim or for a Su'udas mitzvah, in such a case it would be acceptable to do that. If he was in the process of doing that, and he realizes that he has chametz in his house that he didn't destroy, Yachzor Miyad, he should return immediately. V'chem Yishi Yotzim Yerushalayim, so to someone who left Yerushalayim. Now we bring into a parallel case of Kachim. V'nizker sheyesh biyado b'sar kodesh, and he realized that he has in his hand Kachim. Of course, we're not allowed to take Kachim Kalim outside of Yerushalayim. Im avar tzofim, if he passed Mount Scopus, sarfa b'mekomo. So then in such case, he burns it immediately. V'mlav chayzer v'sarfa lefnei habira, me'atze hamaracha. Otherwise, he brings it back to an area outside of the Azara, that they would bring Kachim Kalim that had become pasul, that needed to be burned. At the same time, they used the Eitzim that were designated for the Mizbeach, and the Gemara will discuss why that's so. Period. Vad kama hein choizrin. What is the amount of food that requires you to return for both Chametz and Besar Chaydish? Reb Meir Oimer Zeva Zebik Beitza. Reb Meir says that the shear for both of them is a Beitza. Reb Yehuda Oimer Zeva Zebik Kizayis. The shear is a Kizayis. V'chomer M'sar Kodesh B'Kizayis. V'chometz B'Kibetza. Chometz, Rashi explains in the Reb Masa B'Kibetza, that less than that, Beitza, you'll be able to be Mevatel in your heart. Our Mishnah differentiated between someone who is going to the Tchum for a mitzvah on Matzai Shabbos, versus someone who has gone to a Su'udas Erisin Bebeis Chamov. If he's gone to a Su'udas Erisin Bebeis Chamov, he should be Mevatel L'chametz Belibo. If he's being Machshich HaLatchum for another mitzvah, so then in such a case, he returns immediately, he's not Mevatel in his heart. Asks the Gemara, or Aminu, I have a Brisa that puts the two together, Ahoylech L'chol Su'udas Erisin Bebeis Chamov, V'lishbo Shvisas HaRishus, Yachzor Miyad. We learn that the Allah is, he does return, even in a case of Lechol Sudas Eris and Beis Chamov, which is against that, the Reisha of our Mishnah. And v'deiligi gemara, Rabbi Yechonan loy kasha, ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Yosi. That's dependent on a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. The sanyas we learn in a brisa. Suuda seirisin reshus tiver Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a suuda of erisin is not a mitzvah. It's optional. If you want to do it, it might be nice, but it's not a mitzvah. Rabbi Yosi Amr mitzvah. Rabbi Yosi disagrees, holds it's a mitzvah. Hence, our mission is going according to Rabbi Yosi, and therefore you do not return. But now that Rav Chizda had explained that the machlokes is only on the second su'udah, Rashi explains that they would have a su'udas erison, celebrating the initial marriage slash engagement. I say that it's also an engagement because in the time of Chazal, he would say Arei Mekudesh Esli, and they wouldn't consummate the marriage for another 12 months, even though they were halachically bound, as opposed to engagement today, which is a verbal commitment. After that Su'udas Erisin, they would have another where he would get together with those who had sent presents to the Kala, or more precisely, where he would go to the Kala's house after he had sent her the presents, and they would have the Su'udah there. Aval b'su'udah Rishonah, continues the Gemara, but in this first Su'udah, Divrei HaKol Mitzvah, everybody holds. It's a mitzvah, afilu teima hava Rabbi Yehuda. You could say that everything is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo kasha b'su'udah Rishonah, b'su'udah Shniyah. If it comes to Su'udah Rishonah that everybody agrees it's a mitzvah, so then in such a case he's mevatel b'libo. But Su'udah Shniyah, Rabbi Yehuda held was only Rishus. Rabbi Yosi was of the opinion that that was also a mitzvah as well. Mark continues two lines before the why. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shamati al su'udas erison. I heard about the su'udas erison, avalo savlonus. But when it comes to this su'udas savlonus, where they celebrate after he gives the gifts, that I didn't heard of. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ani shamati su'udas erison visavlonus. I'm familiar with both su'udas. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Noemi, kol su'udas sheina shel mitzvah. Here the Gemara begins the Agadata. Any suda that's not a suda of mitzvah, ain't Talmud Chacham Rashay Lehenes Mimenu. A Talmud Chacham is not supposed to derive benefit from that suda. The Gemara says, what do you have in mind? What type of suda are you talking about? Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kegoyin Bas Koyin Li Yisrael. If a daughter of a Koyin marries a Yisrael, it's a step down, Rashi says, for the daughter of a Koyin to marry a Yisrael. Rashi says it'll be a pagam in the mishpacha of the kahuna. Interestingly, the Rambam even goes further. Gemara will discuss an Amma Aretz that marries a bas kohen. The Rambam says that's like chilul zaro shel kohen. Rabbi Yochanan also says the suuda sheni shel mitzvah zu bas tal nechacham la Amma Aretz. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, bas kohen li Yisrael ein zivugan ole yafa. A daughter of a kohen with Yisrael is not a good shidduch. Mayhi, what will the result, chas v'chalila, be? Amar Rav Chizda said, chas v'chalila be oy almana, either she'll become widowed, or grusha, or zera ema, or she will get divorced, or won't have children. Rashi explains that the source for this is, the pasuk says, u'bas koyen kisi el ish zar, abas koyen v'yikrachav beis, in Parshas Emor describes abas koyen, once she marries a Yisrael, she does not eat truma. And the next pasuk, and close to it, the pasuk says, "Ubas kain kisiya almanu gusha v'zera ein la." So Rav Chizda darshined the smichus. B'masnisa tana kovra ay kovrasa. Either he will, God forbid, have to bury her, or she will bury him. Al mevia l'de anius, or they will become poor. There is a Maimar Chazal that says, "Ani is kemes." So either the chas v'chalil, they would die early or reach poverty. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that so? V'am Rabbi Yochanan, din Rabbi Yochanan teach, ha-roitzah she-yis asher. If someone wants to become wealthy, yedabek b'zara shalaron, should marry into the Kohen's family. Kol shekein, she-toyra u-kuhuna mas-rasan. Certainly. You have a mixture of Torah and kuhuna, it should be ma-sharton, that they will become wealthy. Answers the Gemara, loy kasha, it's not a kasha, ha-betam l'chocham, ha-ba'ama oretz. The Gemara makes an exception to the above rule and says that if we're talking about a Talmud Chacham who marries the Mishpachas Kohuna, so then in such a case, it's not a Zilzul in the Mishpacha, and all the above Onshim would not apply, and Harotzeh She'yis Asher would be successful if he's a Talmud Chacham marrying into Kohuna. Rabbi Yoshua Nosiv Kahanta. Rabbi Yoshua's wife was a Koheneth. Rabbi Yoshua was not a Kohen, he was a Levi though, as you see in Meister Sheni Perek Hey Mishnah Tes. Either way, if he's not a Talmud Chacham, it's a step down for his wife. Chola, she became sick. Amar lo nichalei la'aron didbik bizarre. Must be that Kodesh Baruch Hu has decided that
it's not appropriate for me to be connected to the children of Aaron, that it should have a son-in-law like me. In other words, I'm not worthy of the mishpacha of Aaron. Similarly, Ravidi Barav Nasiv Kanta Nafgu Minei Trei Bnei Smichi, and he had a zchus that what came out of him were two people who received smicha, and they are Rav Sheshes Brei Deravidi, Rabbi Yeshua Brei Deravidi. Amar of Papa, Eloi Nesivna Kanta, if I had not married a Kayin, so then in such a case, I would never have become rich, says Rav Papa. Lo Yasri, I wouldn't have become rich. Amar of Kahana, Eloi Nesivna Kanta, Rav Kahana says, if I had married a Kohen, Kohenes, Lo Giloi, I wouldn't have gone, as the Gemara in Bava Kama describes that Rav Kahana went up from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, which Rav Kahana is looking at as a disparaging event because he wasn't roi to marry a Kohenes. Amrulei, so they asked him, what's so bad? You were Oila Teretz Yisrael. Vahala Makom Torah Galisi, he went to a Makom Torah. From here is Mashma that the only time that it would be a positive thing to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael would be if Eretz Yisrael is a Makom Torah. Why then, Rav Kahana, did you have a problem? It is a Makom Torah. Lo Galoi Kidigali Inshi. Rav Kahana says, I went in a way which was painful. I was running away. As described in the Gemara Bava Kama on Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. Taisa and Kedusha on Daf Ches Amid Aleph points out that from our Gemara, it seems that Rav Kahana was not a Kohen, despite the fact that the Gemara on Daf Ches in Kedushin there says that Rav Kahana took a Sudar for Pidyon HaBen. Clearly that indicates that Rav Kahana was a Kohen, and that leads Tosas to conclude that there seems to be that there were two Rav Kahanas. The Gemara continues 12 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yitzchak call an enemy Sudas HaRishus L'soiv Goyle. We'll end up going into Golus. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'oichlim kor mitzayin v'agolim mitoich marbeik. That's a Pasuk in Amos that describes the indulgence of the Rishayim. The Pasuk also concludes Uchsiv L'chein Ata Yiglu B'rosh Golem. And Rabbi Yitzchak understands that that refers to a Talmud Chacham that's Nenem Misudas HaRishus. What a person enjoys, how he enjoys, and the context in which he enjoys it should always be thought out. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara continues, 10 lines from the bottom, Kol Talmud Chacham Amber Sudas L'Bichol Mokom Seif Makriviz Beisai. Any Talmud Chacham that goes constantly to different Su'udas ultimately will destroy his house. Uma Alman is Ishto, who'll cause his wife to become a widow. Umiyasim is Gozalov, who'll cause his children to become orphans. V'talmuda mishdakach mimenu. His learning will be forgotten. Umachlokis rabos bois alav, and there'll be many machlokis that will come upon him. V'dvar v'enum nishmon, people will not listen to him. Umachalu shem shemayim, he'll denigrate the name of heaven. V'shem rabba, the name of his Rebbe, v'shem of the name of his father, v'goyrim shem ra loy ulevanov ulevanevanov, will cause a bad name for himself, his children, his grandchildren, our self called Doris. Mayhi, what is the bad name that he will get? Amar Abaye Karolei, they will call his children Bar Machim Tanur, the son of the one who heats up the oven, who's constantly worried about his food. Rav Amar Rava said Bar Mirakeid Bechuvi, the son who dances in the different stores, constantly going to the stores looking for good deals on food. Rav Papa Amar Bar Melachik Pinchi, the one who licks up the end of the plate. Rav Shmaya Amar Bar Moch Rava, the son of one who sleeps in his clothes because he gets drunk when he eats and falls asleep in his clothes. Says the Gemara Raviter, Tan Rabban Loi Lemimkar Adam Kol Mashi Yesh, so a person should sell everything he has. V'isa Bas Tamachal, and marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. Why? The Gemara says an absolutely fascinating reason, which is actually a very important parenting phenomenon, and is important when a person thinks about a match. Shemes Aigoyla, if God forbid he dies or goes into Golos, Muftach Lo Shabanav Talmidei Chachamim, if his wife is a daughter of a Talmud Chacham, so then she'll raise the children to be Talmidei Chachamim, because that's what she saw. Val Yisa Bas Am Aretz, but don't marry a daughter of an Am Aretz, Shemes Ogola, because if you die or you go into Golos, Bonav Ame Aretz, she'll raise the children in the style of her father. What's absolutely amazing about this Gemara for me is Rabbi Yonah Levant told me, probably about 15 years ago, that Rav Aaron Kahn Shlita told him, when a person goes out with a girl, he should ask himself, what type of girl would I want if Chas V'Chalila I am not around? Who would I want to raise my children? That's this Gemara right here. The Gemara speaks about Chas V'Chalila, Meis Ogola, that if he, God forbid, not be around, the type of woman she is, if she's a Bas Talmud Chacham, and the modeling that she had was, which is another important, very important chinuch rule, she will raise the children in that model. If the modeling that she had was from an Am Aretz and Chas V'Chalila, she could very well raise the children in that model. So what I thought was just another bit of fascinating wisdom from Talmidei Chachamim was Mevusas B'Divrei Chazal. The Gemara continues three lines from Rabban Tan Rabban Lo Elam Yimkar Adam Kol Ma Sheyesh Loi. Person should sell everything he has. V'Yisa Bas Talmud Chacham, in order to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. V'Yasi Bito El Talmud Chacham, and he should also marry off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Mashal L'Inveh Agefen B'Inveh Agefen. The allegory to this are two different vines of a grape. However, no miskabel, that is the best way to graft them. V'lo yisa bas am aretz, and he should not marry the daughter of an am aretz. Mashal in ve'agefen bin ve'asneh. That's like mixing a gefen, which is the finest, with the sneh, which is the inferior davar kiur, ve'ena miskabel. Then in such a case, it's something that is disgusting and is not pleasant to the people who hear about it. That's how Rashi understands. The Gemara continues on the top of Mem Tesam and Beis. Tan Rabban Loilim Yim Karadim Kol Mashiyesh Lo. A person should sell everything he has v'yisa bas Talmud Chacham and marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. Lo Matza bas Talmud Chacham. If he does not find the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, yisa bas Gedolei Ador. He should marry the daughter of Gedolei Ador, Anshei Maisa and Sadikim. Interestingly, from this Gemara, it seems that Talmud Chacham was a higher credit than Gedolei Hador. If he doesn't find a girl who's the daughter of Gedolei Hador, he should marry the daughter of the leaders of communities. Marry the daughter of a Gabbai Tzedakah. Because the daughter of a teacher of children. But you should not marry the daughter of an Amaretz, because they are akin to a Sheketz and a Sheretz. And on the daughters, one could go so far as to say, in an allegoric sense, im kol behema. Tanya Rebbe Yoimer, Amaretz also lechol basar. Amaretz can't even eat meat. Shenemar. As the pasuk says, "Zois taras habehema va'oif," and Chazal darshan, "Zois taras." If you're Isaac in Torah, call Isaac b'Torah mutal lechol b'sar behema va'oif. Because she ain't Isaac b'Torah, also lechol b'sar behema va'oif. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar it's mutal lenoich roi b'yom Kippurim. Chalios b'Shabbos, you're allowed to rip apart an Amar Aretz on Yom Kippur, the fallen Shabbos. Amar lo talmidav, Rebbe Amor l'shalto. Did you mean to shecht him? Amar lehen. I didn't even mean to shecht them. Zen tam bracha. At least when you shecht something and make a bracha, v'zein etam brachan, nechira does not have a bracha. Amar Rabbi Lazar, am aretz also lis lavos imo baderech. You're not allowed to go out in a way, travel with an am aretz. Shenem arkicha yechavar echimecha. Torah is described as your life, and he disregarded Torah. Al-chayav lochas, he's not worried about his own life. The am aretz doesn't care about his own life. So if there will become a danger, he certainly won't respect your life. He won't do anything to protect you. Amar Bishmol Bar Nachmeni, Amar Biyachna, Am Aretz Mutar Lekoyra Kedag, as the expression above, you're allowed to tear him like a open like a fish. Amar Bishmol Bar Yitzchak Umigabo, and from his back. Tanya Amar Rabbi Akiva. Once we speak about the metaphor of destroying the Amaretz, presumably what it means is to destroy the essence of his cynicism towards Torah and everything that is Kadosh. The Gemara describes the hatred the Amaretz have for Talmidei Chachamim. Tanyam Rebbe Akiva, kishiyisi Amaretz. When I was an Amaretz, Amarti, I said, mi yiten li Talmud Chacham v'anashchenu. Who could give me a Talmud Chacham? And I want to bite him. Kechamor, like a donkey. Amr lo, Talmidav, his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, Amar kekel, why do you say like a donkey? Amr lan, zeh noshech v'shover etzim. No, I wanted to break his bones. Not only to bite him and to hurt him, but to destroy his essence. So deep was the hatred of Amaretz for Talmidei Chachamim. Tanya Rebbe Meir Oimer Kol HaMesi Bitul Amaretz. Whoever marries his daughter off to an Amaretz, Kilu Koivsa Umei Nicha Lefnei Ari. It's as if he tied her up and set her in front of a lion to destroy her. Ma'ari daris vayichal vein laboshes panim. Just like a lion devours without any embarrassment. Af Amarts, Maka, Uboyal Vein Laboshes upon him. So to Amarts will, God forbid, hit and have relations with her without any embarrassment. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Amar, Il Mole Anu Tzvichen, Lohem L'masa U'maton, Hayu Hargino Sanu. Amei Arts would have killed us, except they need us for business. Tanu Rabbi Chia, Kol Oysa B'Kitar L'fnei Ama Arets. Anybody who is involved in Torah in front of Arets, Amei Arets, Ki'ilu Boyal Arusaso B'fonav. By being involved with Torah, the Ama Arets feels as if you are having relations with his Arusa. This is a fascinating psychological insight. Shenemar, what is the Torah? The Torah is our Arusa. Torah Tzivalanu Ma'arasha. Moshe Ma'arasha. The Torah is considered a Ma'arasha, but Chazal and the famous Drasha say, Al Tikri Ma'arasha, Ela Me'arasa. This is a Drasha that appears in a few places, in Brachas Anun Zayin, as well as in Sanhedrin. Now the Gemara gives us the psychological background for the hate of Am Aretz for a Talmud Chacham. That is that every Jew has Torah as his Arusa, and he has a unique relationship with it if he's a Talmud Chacham. But what happens if he knows that he has this Arusa, but he never cultivated the relationship, and in front of him someone else is cultivating the relationship? So that irks him, because deep down that's something that he knows that he's connected to, but has never actualized. It's like Kilu Boyel Arusasai Bifanov. It continues Gedoyla Sinushasai Name Aretz Talmud Chacham. The hatred of Am Aretz is greater towards Talmidei Chacham. Yosim Sinushasai Noavdei Chacham Es Yisrael. Greater the hatred that the Ovdei Chachamim have of Jews. Inushasayan Yoser Mehen. And the wives of Am Aretz hate the Talmidei Chachamim even more. Tana, we learned. Chas v'chalila shana, someone who did learn, upiresh, and he removed himself from the cadre of Talmidei Chachamim, yoyse mikulin, his hatred to Talmidei Chachamim is even greater. Rashi gives us another psychological explanation, dibarmaskul shana upiresh, because once he has learned, and he has seen the distinction between Talmidei Chachamim and Amei Haaretz from the perspective of Torah, and he knows that he's one of those Amei Haaretz, so then in such a case, he feels more antagonistic emotions than the average person, because he knows what a tension there is between Talmidei Chachamim and Amei Haaretz. Tanu Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Ne'emru Ba'Amei Haaretz. There are six halachos that we learn in regards to Am Haaretz. Eimos lahen edus. One does not give them information that could be used as edus. Ve'mikablim menu edus, don't accept testimony from them. Ve'ein megan lahen soid, and don't reveal to them a secret. Ve'ein memaninos and apotropos alisom, don't appoint them as custodian for the property of orphans. Ve manos apotropos al kupa shel tzedakah, and don't appoint them to be custodians of tzedakah. Ve mislavni ma mederech, and as we mentioned earlier, do not go with them along the way. Ve'esh omrim afei machzir avodasan. Some say you also shouldn't denounce if they have a lost object. Why is it that the Tanakama doesn't agree? It's only Yesh omrim. The Tanakama, why does he say that you should call out the Aveda? V'tanakama zimnin denafik minei zara ma'alya va'ochele. Maybe they will have good descendants. Shenemar yachin, the Russia will prepare v'tzadik yilbosh, and the tzadik will wear it. So even though this individual is an Am Haaretz, and you should not return to him the Aveda, nevertheless his descendants might be worthy of it, and for that reason the Aveda should be returned. Ezer Hashem, we will conclude this daf that is full of Agadata over here. Tomorrow we will begin the new halacha topic about the Shir Kizayis and the Shir Kibetza. Then the Gemara will go back to more Agadata, and then Bezer Hashem, we will pick up with the fifth perek in Maseches Pesachim. Today is the second day of Elul, and the Zman is beginning to slowly swing into movement. I'll be traveling into the Grus Kolel now, but Bezer Hashem, I hope to post the halacha from the daily daf as a separate file later today. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Memtes in Maseches Pesachim.